This is the WBAA Arts Spotlight. I'm Greg Kustraba. Julia Phipps is the Academic Administrative Coordinator to the Fine Arts Center at Wabash College in Crawfordsville. They have a lot of activities coming up in the next couple of months. Great to have you here, Julia.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Let's talk about the Fine Arts Center's mission in general. What is it you're trying to do?
So Wabash College is a small liberal arts college for men in Crawfordsville. We have about 900 students. And the general mission of the Fine Arts Center is to showcase art for our students and also for the community at large. All of our events are free and open to the public. Some events are ticketed, some events aren't ticketed, but they're still free tickets because a lot of people in Crawfordsville don't have access to the arts if they have to pay, you know, $15 to $30 a ticket. So we just want to make sure that everyone has a way to see a great play, a great artist, a fun band, or, you know, a cool drag queen who's coming to town.
So when you're talking about the Fine Arts Center, there are a number of elements included in that, I assume. Why don't you talk about what specifically comprises this center?
It houses four academic departments. So we have the art department, the music department, the theater department, and the rhetoric department. They all work collaboratively together, and they also work separately. Students can either major or minor in any of those departments. We have groups such as the Glee Club, which is, you know, a Wabash staple. If you've ever been to a Wabash commencement or to homecoming or to any real large event at Wabash, you have seen the Glee Club. It's about 60 men. They all sing together. They have a great time. The theater department puts on three plays every year, usually one in the fall and two in the spring, but sometimes it's different. And sometimes we do plays with music. Sometimes we do just straight plays. The art department usually has three or four artists that come in and do sort of a thesis presentation in our art galleries, which are open to the public. And so those are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. You can just walk in and see beautiful art when the art galleries are open.
So you've got the art gallery. You have the Salter Concert Hall.
Oh, yes.
I know.
So the Salter Hall, the Wampanoag World Music Ensemble performs there. We have a jazz band and combo. We have a brass ensemble, and we have a chamber orchestra that all perform several concerts a year. Music is probably one of the most prolific creators in the college because we have so many different ensembles and orchestras that work out of the music department.
Let's talk about some of the things coming up. Tomorrow you have a couple of different things. You've got an opening reception for an art exhibit and a concert as well. Why don't you talk about what's
sure.
coming up?
The Electronic Music Soundscapes Concert is students who are in our computer music class. So they're students who have created like hip-hop tracks or cool lo-fi beats or some other sort of electronic computer music. And they present their final projects from last semester's class in a soundscape environment. So you'll walk into the soundscapes, which are in Salter Hall, and they will have a bunch of different music playing, and you just listen to the electronic music that was created on computers in our computer music lab by students, for students. It's really fun. It's one of the first electronic music minors that ever existed. It was created back in the 60s. So it has a rich and honored storied history here at the college. Professor Rank, who handles that class, is very excited to show off his students' work.
Sure. And that concert's at 7:30 at Salter Hall in the Fine Arts Center at Wabash College. You also have an opening reception at the Eric Dean Art Gallery. That starts at 4:30. Why don't you talk about Kelvin Berzon and his exhibition?
Sure. So Kelvin is a graduate of Wabash College. He received his master's of fine arts degree from Indiana University, and he is a Filipino-American artist and educator. His exhibition, Noli Mi Tangere, which is translated Touch Me Not or Don't Thread On Me, and it's a series of photographs that examine the intersection of homosexuality and religion. So he has a lot of friends and coworkers and other artists that have worked with him who are in these photographs or paintings in a way that looks like a religious icon. So it is a very adult exhibition, and we have a warning on the exhibition. It does contain mature content, and parent adult discretion is advised. It is open to the public, but use your discretion.
That exhibition opens tomorrow, 4:30 to 6, and then it's on display through April 10th.
That's correct.
And then coming up later in the month, you've got a theater production of Anon. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Anonymous is a play that's by Naomi Izuka. It was originally presented at a children's theater in Minnesota. We're not doing a children's production. We're doing a really cool, more exciting college-y production. The show is an adaptation of Homer's Odyssey. It's about home. It's about refugees. It's about immigration. It's about politics. It's about where is home and who is home and how do you find your home? And what does it mean to be someone who travels the world in search of your family or for the place that you call home? And we're doing it in a way that is with puppets, sort of a play on traditional Japanese bunraku puppetry, which allows several actors to play different roles, and just the puppet changes. It's really cool. It's going to be a fun little heartwarming, very exciting play.
Now, we're almost out of time, but I do want to talk about, since you referenced it at the beginning, the drag queen that you're bringing for a performance.
So Silky Ganache, if you are a fan of RuPaul's Drag Race, you have seen Silky Ganache on TV. Reggie Steele, who plays Silky Ganache, is a Wabash graduate, and so he will be returning to Wabash with Silky in tow and doing a performance, which is free and open to the public, which does not happen for someone of that caliber. And Reggie is friends with the artist Kelvin Berzin. So even if you can't see Silky Ganache's performance, you can see some pictures of Reggie in the art pieces that are in the gallery. So Silky Ganache will be performing just a general drag performance. As I understand it, some lip syncing, some dancing, some comedy. And then it's going to talk about issues of identity, gender variance, feminine and masculine constructs, and then how drag reflects and responds to contemporary culture.
And that's Wednesday, March 4th at the Ball Theaters. Is that part of the Fine Arts Center?
It is in the Fine Arts Center. Ball Theater is in the main section. The art galleries are to your right, and Salter Hall is to your left.
Julia Phipps, thanks for coming in to talk about it.
Thank you so much for having me, Greg.
For the WBAA Arts Spotlight, I'm Greg Kostroba.